The pandemic is ruling out crowded Thanksgiving tables. People are skipping the trip to grandma's house and giving up long-standing customs to follow distancing guidelines. Dina Pritchett reports on some Americans who are mourning missed traditions and creating new ones.
As the child of immigrants from Hong Kong, Erica Wu didn't grow up with Thanksgiving. It was just a day off from school.
But somewhere, about 25 years ago, our neighbors and very dear family friends said, "You've never had a New England Thanksgiving? Like, you're missing out. Come on over."
And since then, they've spent every Thanksgiving together.
We talk weeks in advance, and we make our shopping list and debate over who has the best squash and where to get the sweet potatoes and how big should the leeks be.
Wu says there's something so lovely about being invited into someone's family and building a tradition you'll carry through to your own. This is the first year they won't be together, but Thanksgiving traditions go on, even with only one kind of cranberry sauce.
There was no question in my mind that I was going to order the turkey. It was just how small could I get it?
Barack Obama used to say, "We don't have much that pulls us together as Americans anymore. We have the Super Bowl." Well, we also have Thanksgiving, right?
Drew Hansen is a fellow Thanksgiving evangelist. He and his daughter start menu planning in June. He's also a state legislator in Washington who gets regular briefings on what the virus has done.
We'll celebrate Thanksgiving over FaceTime, just like how we celebrated Easter over FaceTime. Is that as good as being together? No. Is it better than infecting everyone? Yes.
Rituals, by definition, have continuity. They're something you do year after year. They connect you to the people who have gathered around the Thanksgiving table long before you, and to those who will gather long after you're gone. But rituals also evolve.
And if rituals don't change, and if they don't move with the cultural landscape that's changing, then they don't become meaningful.
Janine Roberts is a family therapist who wrote the book Rituals for Our Time. She says while Thanksgiving often gets a Norman Rockwell gloss, it has so many expressions, so many meanings. And it became a national holiday in 1863, during the Civil War.
That was in some ways probably the most divided time in our country, even more divided than now.
Robert says maybe people want to take time this year to light candles for those who have died or write letters of thanks to people who aren't at the table.
And so there's ways to make and mark what is our common humanity in this world, even though they may not be able to see each other.
And maybe these will become traditions of their own. For Amanda Copland in St. Paul, Minnesota, Thanksgiving has meant a pastry potluck at her family's coffee shop. Regulars fill a folding table with homemade caramel rolls, maple scones, brownies.
It's just this feeling that you can't recreate of all these disparate people coming together and falling into something that they can feel thankful for on Thanksgiving, you know?
But this year, Copland's coffee is closed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it will really hit me until like the actual day it happens.
It's okay to be sad about things that are sad. But Copland says we can figure our way through, just like we figured out everything else this year. Whether that means making a tiny turkey, or writing Thanksgiving letters, or staying in pajamas and ordering takeout.
The way that we can support each other is by not being together. And I mean, in some ways that's heartbreaking, right? But in some ways it's like, the best you can do is to hold on to the meaning of that in the spirit of community.
And remember, this won't be forever, which is something to be thankful for. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett.